supplemental agreement number one to engineering services contract number 19-065, Road and Bridge. This was tabled at our until today. And
this is the increase of like $1,200 for it. This is the one that had an increase of $1,200.
Yeah.
Correct.
But he explained. Devin checked with him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was due to the alignment we picked, the way the current was going to hit that portion of the bridge to do something such as a bent way weir to force the current away from it so we don't have continuous maintenance.
Otherwise it'll erode.
Otherwise it'll erode. And
say that again, vent what?
It's a bent way weir. It's rock that you pile up, you know, 24 to 36 inch, and it forces the current away from it.
Okay.
That was one of the options.
Questions on it? I
don't. No. Move to approve the supplemental agreement number one for the engineering service contract between Great River Engineer and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Transfer station building damage release. Automated waste services, number 19021, Road and Bridge. Let's see. We tabled it until the repairs were completed.
They are complete.
Okay.
Repairs completed, there's no lien waiver, and there's no. Did we pay for it, get reimbursed? The insurance?
His insurance sent us a check,
okay.
Yeah.
And then we paid the contractor.
Yeah. We just need to release, we need to sign the release from.
Right, I just want to make sure all the.
Mm-hmm.
We've been reimbursed, the payments were made, we're not out of anything.
We got a letter from our benefits.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saying that it was all resolved.
Move to approve the transfer station building damage release for Automated Waste Service, LLC.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
We're getting everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have company with me this time. My name is Willow Williams. I'm with University of Missouri Extension. And I'll be real quick since I have my coworkers with me today. But you have our reaching out reports, and with 4-H, this week we're getting ready for our livestock show. We're excited about that since we're going to be at the fair, at the Taney County Fair. So we won't be at Shadow Rock Park, which is flooded this time. We hope it's going to be good weather. It's going to be really good weather this week, so I hope it continues for the weekend. We have quite a few youth who are signed up who are bringing beef cattle and dairy goats in our poultry chain. We had a successful group of kids, all Taney County kids, who are bringing their broiler chicks. So we think we're going to continue this fall and have pullets, our egg layers, and we think that's going to be a really successful program that's going to build our livestock show. The state vet is coming. That'll help out with some educational programs. College of the Ozarks students are going to be judges. So we're all really pitching in for our livestock show. So it's just really quick. I gave you the livestock show guidelines. The timing is going to be a little off just because we probably won't have a horse show. We didn't have horses come in. No hogs came in. So it's going to be a little bit faster. But hopefully as the show grows, we're going to have a lot more of those species and shows come in. So please come out if you want to. You have my contact information. Come out for lunch. We're going to have a lunch beforehand, and it's going to be a really good day. So thanks, you guys. Also, you saw that MyPI program at the very beginning. We're really excited about that. That's a nationally recognized program. Taney County was one of the pilot counties that they've recognized, and myself and Chief Bauer with the Forsyth Fire Department, we went and we were certified in that program. So we hope to be the first in Missouri to actually implement that program. I keep on going down.
So, you're in the magic chair.
In the magic chair.
I think you're eating over.
So basically we prepare youth for any disasters, whether it's health disasters, weather disasters. So, and it's called MyPI because it stands for My Preparedness Initiative. So we want them to be prepared with a communications plan and a family disaster plan. So I'll be quiet about that, and I'll let Mike and Sandra introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their programs.
Let me ask before you go on the livestock show. It's on Saturday.
Yes.
Ben's considering, you said the time would be off. When is it going to begin? Because I noticed you've got the horse and then the swine.
Will it's still going to begin at noon. Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
It's still going to begin at noon with a lunch. So, but if, like the horse show that was going to start at 1, since we didn't have any horses sign up, and they can still sign up the day of, but I know with horses, with the way that horses have to sign up, youth have to sign up their horses by May 1st, and they have to have Coggins test. And nobody signed up in our county, and nobody entered in, and nobody had a Coggins test on their horses. So I definitely know we won't have any horses because of just the standards that you have to have.
So will it begin with the beef cattle then?
Yes, it'll begin with the beef cattle. So they can still bring beef cattle. They could possibly still bring swine. We had some kids that said that they were interested in bringing some swine, so we might have some swine show up. But we think that the show is going to probably go a little bit faster than it might. Our farm family this year, we're going to have a farm family presentation at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can come and be there for the farm family presentation as well. Yeah, I'm as low as I can go.
Well, hi, my name is Michael Denningman. I'm an agronomy assistant within the Extension, and I'm also a graduate student at Missouri State working with Extension while I'm doing my schoolwork.
Sandra Smart, regional business consultant with Extension here in Taney County, continue to provide support for entrepreneurs and small business owners. In the county, we have partnered with the Taney County Partnership to offer a Money Smart for Small Business 5-week program. It's 10 modules, covers several different areas in owning and operating a small business. That's at the Chamber every Monday evening. The first set of classes were last Monday, received a lot of positive feedback for that, and have had additional signups for the classes that are this evening.
Is that the Chamber's new building? Is that where it's at?
Well, we were in the old building last week, and we'll be again this evening, and then the last three sessions will be in the new building.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need to put a sticker on that chair, huh?
Yeah.
You just need to throw that chair away.
Yeah, we need to.
I was surprised every time I went down.
I'm sorry for that. Which way? Is that one?
Yeah. ago.
The one you pulled over here.
Yes.
We'll try to mark that.
They usually give that one to me. And then point and laugh.
So. Well, the county clerk told us how she had hers fixed, that they can put something in it, the maintenance can, if you put it up high.
Right.
We'll see you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Guess we'll be in recess. Be upstairs for at 10. We'll be in recess till 10 o'clock, and then we will be in executive session per section 610.021 1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.
Shame you put it on.
Huh?